Two people claim to know everything about something, but only one knows anything. President Roosevelt wore an anti-gravity belt. Dinosaurs had two brains. Lucky kids live on Mars and go to school in flying cars. Or at least they will one day. Believe me, I'm a historian. An astronaut or drive a DeLorean. Would I lie? It's hard to say.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, one's a liar. The other is telling the truth.
Hands on fire.
Hands on fire, it's down to the wire. Can you figure out who's who?
From Soap Lake, Washington, this is Pants on Fire. And now, here's your host, Deborah Goldstein.
Welcome to Pants on Fire, the game show where kids choose between the cleansing and conditioning bar of truth and the stained and unsanitary scum of lies. I'm your host, Deborah Goldstein, and in the studio today is our sound effects robot, Lisa, which stands for Live in Studio Audience.
I'm also very good at interpreting dreams.
Ooh, you are. I didn't know that. Hey, I had a dream last night that I was lost in the woods, but then I followed a rabbit who showed me how to get home. What does that mean?
Classic dream that represents your appreciation for robots.
Okay, I'll go with that. Oh, but what about the dream I had a few weeks ago that I could fly? That was such a cool dream.
Yeah, a lot of humans have that dream. Textbook robot envy.
Oh.
All humans wish they could be robots.
Okay, I'm not so sure about your interpretations.
Denial is not an attractive look for you, Deborah.
Right, well, I know I can't deny the importance of telling everyone how our game works.
Deborah wants to be a robot. Every week, we bring on two grown-ups. One is an expert, the other is an L-I-I-I-I-I...
Ooh, stuck, here.
Liar. And it's the job of a human child to help us figure out who is who. Because no one can spot a liar better than a kid. What are we lying about today, Deborah?
We are lying about soap.
Ooh.
A cleaning substance that is made from fat or oil and comes in the form of a bar, liquid, powder, or flakes. Lisa, do robots need to use soap?
Of course, Deborah. We take pride in keeping our gears spotless.
Hmm.
We have to use special ingredients, of course. You know, we use a special rust prevention, anti-corrosion degreasing solvent.
Hmm. Sounds a lot like soap.
Yeah, well, it's a special formula. I can't tell you what's in it because it's special.
Okay, that's fine. Let's change the subject and find out about our contestant, shall we?
Fine, but I'm not going to tell her what's in it either.
Fine.
Okay, our human child contestant is a 9-year-old who wants to be a surgeon or a movie director or maybe both. Lucy Pierce!
Hi, Lucy. Welcome to Pants on Fire. How are you?
Good.
I am so glad. Tell me, what would be cool about being a surgeon?
I like the thought of going inside of people.
Ooh. So you're not freaked out by organs and blood and stuff like that?
No.
Not at all. And you want to maybe make people feel better, I
yeah.
would imagine. And what makes you want to be a movie director?
Well, I use iMovie.
Ooh, cool.
And I also like to, like, do horror movies.
So just to be clear, she likes to cut people open,
right.
And she likes horror movies?
Right, I feel like a theme sort of.
I gotta go.
I know. We do want to learn a little bit more about you, Lucy, but we're going to do it like we do on Pants on Fire with a game called Two Truths and a Lie.
Oh, that's okay? Something we do on Pants on Fire.
That is correct.
Yeah.
I just said that.
Oh.
Okay. So, Lucy, you're going to tell us three facts. Two of those facts will be true. One of them will be a lie, and we have to figure out which one is the lie. So, Lucy, tell us your three facts.
Okay, one, I play roller derby.
Okay.
Two, I have climbed a pyramid. And three, I have two siblings.
Okay, those are interesting facts. Lisa, which do you think is the lie?
I think the first one is a lie because nobody plays roller derby.
I see.
You live roller derby.
Is that it?
Yeah!
Okay, interesting logic. All right, Lucy, which one of those things is a lie?
Three. I have two siblings.
Do you have any siblings?
No.
No siblings. Wait a minute. That means that you've climbed a pyramid. Where would that be?
In Mexico.
Oh my gosh. And also you play and live roller derby. Very cool. Do you have a roller derby name?
Yes.
What is it?
Lucy Lightning.
Lucy Lightning. I love it. Very cool.
I didn't realize we had Lucy Lightning here.
Pizza, pizza, pizza.
Our first expert is Angela Carrillo. Angela, please introduce yourself to Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. My name is Angela, and I am a soap maker.
Hey, thank you very much. Let's meet our second expert, Mark Kamen. Mark, please introduce yourself to Lucy.
Hi, Lucy. I'm Mark Kamen, and I make soap at Unilever. It's a major soap place.
Well, name dropper. Mine's a major soap place.
Okay.
Like it's hot.
I like the sound on your dial, Lisa.
I'm not a radio. I'm a robot.
Okay, I was just referring to a kind of soap.
Oh, I get it. I am a radio. It's hot seat time.
Exactly. That's when we put our experts on the hot seat while they answer Lucy's questions. Okay, Lisa, who should we put on the hot seat first?
Angela Carrillo, because her name has three L's just like mine.
Ooh. Lisa, you don't have three L's.
L, 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 L. R-I-S-A, Lisa.
Okay, Lucy, let's start with a first question for Angela.
Can you describe what you do at your job with soap?
What I do is I take different oils and I melt them and I reconstitute lye, which is a chemical, so I need to wear goggles, and I mix them together and a chemical reaction takes place and I make soap.
So all you have to do is take oil and lye to it?
No, lye, L-Y-E.
Oh.
Yeah, different kind of lye.
Okay, that's why my soap never comes out.
Probably.
This one is for Mark. What is the most exciting thing about working with soap?
Oh, I think just knowing that if I do my job well, people get clean and stay healthier. Part of my job is to make sure that the right amount of chemicals are in the soap and the right balance so that people stay clean, people stay healthy, and germs don't get spread and people don't get sick. You know, especially it's flu season now, so it's really important to wash hands. And it's just kind of nice knowing that people are using my product to do that.
Cool. Okay, for Angela. What is the difference between soap and detergent?
Detergent is actually filled with different chemicals. You have things called SLSs and parabens in detergents, whereas in a handcrafted bar of soap, you don't. You have soap and glycerin. So detergent is actually what you buy in the grocery store. Even the bars of the other soaps that I won't even name, that's actually a bar of detergent. It's not actually a bar of soap. Soap is what happens when you take an oil and lye and you mix them together. You get soap and glycerin.
And what about Kit Kats? What kind of bars are those?
Those are not.
That
soap.
Would be a chocolate fragrance oil.
Delicious.
That does sound good.
This one is for Mark. What is alkali and how do I make it?
Alkali is essentially a salt, and it's kind of hard to just make it. You have to have some water, you have to have a base, and you have to make sure that you have the right amount of pH, and there's a lot of mixing the proper amount of chemicals together. So you would take a basic salt and then put it into some water and then keep testing the pH level to make sure that it's correct. But you be careful with alkalis. Don't play with them at home unless you have goggles and gloves and parental supervision.
Yeah, we know that.
This one is for Angela.
I'm ready.
Which soap do you use on yourself and why?
That's a great question, Lucy. I like to use my own soap on myself or soap from other soap maker friends because I love handcrafted soaps.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Okay. Angela again. What do they do to make liquid soap?
You're going to make a very good surgeon, Lucy. You have very good questions. So when I said we use lye when we make soap, there are two different kinds of lye that we use. Mm. One is called sodium hydroxide and one is called potassium hydroxide. Sodium hydroxide is what I use to make bar soap.
Mm-hmm.
Potassium hydroxide is what you use to make a liquid soap.
Mm-hmm. It's cool.
I'm a potassium man myself.
Are you?
Yep.
I had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Love that potassium.
Okay, Lucy, go ahead.
This one is for Mark.
All right.
What is sodium lauryl sulfate, and why is it being taken out of products?
Yeah, why?
Sodium lauryl sulfate is a microbial that is used to help with, sorry, I'm really nervous. It's used to take away germs to make soap more effective, but the problem is it's a sulfate and it can be harmful to people when ingested in large amounts.
Ooh. Okay.
Angela, what's the difference between your soap and Mark's soap?
Well, my soap is small batched artisan soap. Mark's soap is commercially produced soap. So my soap has soap and glycerin. I superfat my soap so they have extra oil.
Superfat.
Superfat, yeah. So if you read the ingredient label on my soaps as opposed to Mark's soaps has a lot of chemicals in them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty much the difference.
Do you think your soap is better?
Absolutely, my soap is better, hands down.
Controversial.
Oh, no. Fighting words.
Mark, do you agree?
No, I don't agree. I mean, I respect Angela's soap, and I feel that as long as people are using soap, that's great. But we put extra, we do put extra chemicals that are safe for people in the soap that do different functions, you know, whether it's antibacterial, whether it's a little bit of extra oil, whether it's a little bit of extra cleaning ingredient in it. We do that to, you know, keep everybody clean and safe. And I think we're all great.
Yeah, can't we all just get along?
Yeah.
Let's put this soap war behind us.
It's time for the Shorts on Fire round, when our experts have to answer as many questions as they can before time runs out. Experts, try not to work yourselves up into a lather. Lucy, let's start with Angela. You can ask your Shorts on Fire questions now. Yo.
Name two of the four types of soap making for bar of soaps.
Cold process and hot process.
In 1879, a worker mixed too much air into a batch of soap and accidentally invented which white soap?
Ivory.
What is your favorite fragrance in soap?
Lavender lemongrass.
A dead fart.
Oh, gross. Go ahead.
Which soap company came up with the term BO, which stands for bad odor?
Lever Brothers.
Name two of the five qualities in a good bar of soap.
It has to be moisturizing and it has to smell nice.
What ingredients should you avoid when you are making soap?
Parabens.
Which tool is the most important tool in making soap?
My stick blender.
Where does Castile soap come from?
France.
And that is time.
Guys, hey, listen, an update on the time, we're done.
Okay, great. Lucy, ask Mark your Shorts on Fire questions now.
Go.
Which came first, hot processing or cold processing?
Hot.
Which company was the first soap company to sponsor television shows that were called soap operas?
I believe it was Colgate.
What is the ingredients in dynamite that comes from making soap?
Oh, glycerin.
Which company created soap on a rope in the 1940s to keep soap from getting mushy?
I believe it was the East India Tea Company.
If you tell someone to get off their soapbox, what are you telling them to do?
To stop preaching.
Name two kinds of vegetable fats used in soap making.
Coconut oil and canola oil.
In 1967, when Madge was doing her customers' nails, what would she say to convince them that the soap Dawn was gentle?
Madge, it's working.
If you drop soap on the floor, is the floor clean or is the soap dirty?
Oh, that's, pass.
And that...
That's the time.
That is the time. Oh, my gosh. That was pretty suave, experts. Okay. It is decision time.
Decision time.
That is correct. Our contestant, Lucy, must tell us whose facts were not sustainable. Lucy, who is our liar, liar, pants on fire?
I would say this is very tough.
It is.
But I would say our liar would be Mark.
Why do you think Mark is our liar?
Well, because he didn't really say anything that had to do with making soap or using soap. And Angela said a lot about, like, what she uses in her company.
Okay, I like that thinking. Will the actual soap expert please tell us who you are? Hi, Lucy!
Oh, you got it right!
That is correct. Angela Carrillo started Allegna Soap, which is Angela spelled backwards, which you can find at allegnasoap.com. She retails soap and bath products, teaches soap making classes, and hosts children workshops and birthday parties. Amazing! Well, it's time to do some data scrubbing. Angela, what information did Mark share that made you want to wash his mouth out with soap?
Well, I was laughing about his explanation about SLSs, or sodium lauryl sulfate, because sodium lauryl sulfate is added to soap to make bubbles.
Oh. Okay, well, Mark, can you come clean about any of your lies?
I have no idea what's in the Unilever soap.
Oh, no. Okay.
Well, I don't know if the microbials is a thing.
Oh, yeah, that was false. Sorry. That was bad. And a lot of his,
Shorts on Fire?
Yeah, Shorts on Fire. A lot of those answers were wrong.
That's correct. Ah. So, for example, the company that spent all that money for TV ads for soap operas was Procter & Gamble. Correct. Very good. And let's see, what else? And in 1967, when Madge was trying to convince people that Dawn was gentle, she would say, "Relax, you're soaking in it." Because they had their hands in the soap, in the Dawn. Mm. Oh my gosh, so much to fact check. Whew, I'm exhausted. So, it is time to wash our hands of this episode. Thank you to our bubbly contestant, Lucy, and thank you to our expert and liar, Angela and Mark, and to Lisa for cascading us with sounds. And of course, many thanks to our listeners tuning into Pants on Fire, where we deter gents and ladies from lying and bathe in the glory of truth.
Pants on Fire is a production of Gen Z Media. For more great shows, visit bestrobotever.com. While you're there, you can send questions for me to read on Ask Lisa, and you can find out how you can participate. You want to participate, don't you? And follow us on social media at Pants on Fire Cast for behind-the-scenes photos and more true facts. Also, to let you know, you don't ever have to take a shower.
No,
you'll
that's
be
not
totally
true.
Fine.
No.